Good morning, this is Dwight Davis. Welcome to our Bird Notes. Among the many fine essays by Stephen Jay Gould concerning evolution and the natural world, there is one titled, What, If Anything, is a Zebra? Gould acknowledged that his title was inspired by a similar one by a fellow paleontologist. The premise of Gould's essay is that if we order our classification of the natural world by evolutionary descent, and if the three species of zebras do not form a single evolutionary unit, then does the classification zebra really exist? Or are zebras a case of convergent evolution of striped horses? Gould goes on to delve into cladistics and ends by acknowledging that nature does not necessarily allow us to classify living things as neatly as we would like. The essay's title popped into my head recently when I was considering the yellow-breasted chat. This bird has for years been classified with the New World warblers, but always with a series of howevers. We are familiar with the warblers, of course, those jewels of North American avifauna, but now consider the yellow-breasted chat. There is very little about this bird that is warbler-like. Its size, its vocalizations, its behavior, even its ability to scratch its head with its leg under its wing, all suggest some other kind of bird. So what, if even a warbler, is a yellow-breasted chat? One might think that in this day of DNA analysis we could come up with a definitive answer, but not yet. The American Ornithological Society put the yellow-breasted chat into its own family in 2017, a step in the right direction, perhaps, but still, we're not sure where the bird fits. Any discussion of the classification of the yellow-breasted chat is still peppered with words like perhaps, controversial, and aberrant. But let's put the classification aside for a while and talk about the bird itself. It's a very handsome bird with an olive-green back, bright yellow breast, and white markings on a gray head. It's about 7 inches long. The yellow-breasted chat is easy to identify if you can see it. This bird is shy and lives in dense thickets. It skulks around, not showing itself, except in the spring when the males are advertising for a mate. Then you are apt to see it when it's singing, either from a high branch or while flying, and that certainly clinches the identification. The bird flies up with slow wing beats, pumping its tail and letting its legs dangle, all the while singing away. No self-respecting warbler does that. Short of seeing this display, the best way to locate the yellow-breasted chat is by its song. Well, song is probably not the right word, since the vocal repertoire of this bird consists of a series of chuckles and hoots and gurgles, whistles, calls, and cackles. If you should hear that sort of cacophony emanating from a tangle of briars, you can be pretty sure that the yellow-breasted chat is in there, somewhere. His physical location, as obscure as his scientific classification.